So if we're talking billions or tens of thousands of workers, for that matter, we can look to the state of California. It has a budget deficit of $41 billion, which it has to come up with the money for. And state lawmakers, after 3 days of negotiations, still haven't resolved this budget crisis. So the governor, Arnold Schwarzenegger, is prepared to lay off at least 10,000 government workers. Some of the layoff notices have gone out. His administration has also said right at the beginning of the stimulus package that it's going to halt 275 state-funded public works projects still in operation, possibly affecting thousands more workers in the state of California. Zoe Corneli joins us now. She's a reporter from KALW Public Radio in California, along with Ryan Sherman, spokesman for the California Correctional Peace Officers Association, which is the Correctional Officers Union. Of course, all those workers are employees of the state of California. Zoe, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Zoe, first of all, what's the state of the negotiations, and are these jobs really threatened at this point?
These jobs are definitely threatened, and in fact, even though legislators went into a session at 10 o'clock last night with the hope of coming up with a deal, even if they do have a budget for us when they come out this morning, a lot of layoffs are likely to still take place, and that's because these layoff warnings have already gone out to 20,000 state workers. And it's expected that even if the budget passes, at least about 10,000 of those workers will be laid off anyway because the state needs to save money.
Now, if you're a state worker, how do you know that you're one of this 20,000? What's the language of them telling you that you could be laid off?
Well, they sent out letters, and in the letters they use phrasing such as "you have become surplus." So
they literally say
the word "you are now surplus." And it feels a little bit cold, I think, reading the letter if you read the language.
That sounds like something out of Clockwork Orange. That's really something. So in this auto bailout, negotiations, the union, the United Auto Workers Union, is almost in there as a party to the negotiations. And certainly there's not a lot of aggression or stridency in the UAW's approach. They seem to be very much in the boat of the automakers saying, please bail us out or else we have no jobs here. I suspect Ryan Sherman with the California Correctional Peace Officers Association, the union relationship in this kind of a budget impasse is fundamentally different, wouldn't you say?
Yes, it is. We've actually tried to become a partner in helping to solve some of the overspending that's been going on in California, but to no avail, unfortunately, and now we're stuck being left on the outside and having our members at risk for losing their jobs.
Some of the biggest unions in the United States do represent state workers around the country, and layoffs are not likely to be confined to California with all of the fiscal crises going on. Would you say that union workers have more clout in the private, in the public sector at this point?
Well, we're all getting laid off, so I don't know how well that clout is serving us, if that's true. We're hoping to keep the layoffs to a minimum if they do come through.
Are you worried about your own job?
Not about my own job, but I'm sure worry a lot about a lot of other folks that might be getting these letters in the mail telling them that they're suddenly surplus, even though they're a dedicated and sworn peace officer of the state of California. One day they've got a job, the next day the department is saying they're surplus, which I don't understand, because if they're surplus, why were they getting paid, and why did they have a position in the first place?
And the number of prisoners isn't exactly going down, although there's a lawsuit in the state of California which could actually result in the release of prisoners, and that's a whole other story that we covered last week. Zoe Corneli, what is the effect on morale in the state of California? The state is one of the biggest employers in the state.
Well, it is, but you have to understand that California is already kind of at the epicenter of the economic crisis, and layoffs have been happening in the private sector to a great extent already. And so I think there's actually some tension here where state workers are trying to save their jobs, and of course it's certainly depressing to face the prospect of furloughs, which are already taking place, and layoffs, which will be taking place. But it's just sort of joining in the rest of the depression that's already happening in California with people losing jobs in the private sector. sector. Foreclosures are rampant here. And we're seeing a massive increase in people seeking emergency shelter. Demand for food banks has gone up. It's really hitting us hard.
And some of those expenses go directly into the state budget. One last question. You know, is it conceivable that a call for tax increases by the state legislature in California will take whatever stimulus check ends up in the pockets of taxpayers in California coming from the federal government, as much as $400 or $800?
Well, that's an interesting connection. It is important to note that if the legislators do approve some tax increases, those measures will have to go to the voters in elections. So if that money is going to be coming in through the stimulus package and then back out of our pockets through a tax increase, we're going to have to approve that first.
Wow, a dilemma, a set of contradictions, fiscal and otherwise, for legislators and taxpayers in the state of California. Zoe Carnelli, reporter from KALW Public Radio in San Francisco, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
And also thank you to Ryan Sherman, spokesperson for the California Correctional Peace Officers Association. Hopefully he hasn't been declared surplus. Ryan, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
And Femi Oke has the headlines.
Hello there. Just coming up to 21 minutes to the top of the hour.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.